Avoid repetition. Avoid repetition. Okay, that's enough of the dad jokes. I'm Jed Hearn, and this is Daily Writing Advice. When we think about avoiding repetition in our writing, it's pretty easy to take this on the surface level and go, well, Jed, I haven't repeated any of the words in this paragraph. I use different types of phrasing in it. I don't have to worry about repetition. And maybe you're right, and that is definitely part of avoiding repetition. But it's not the whole part. Because really, avoiding repetition comes down to avoiding repeating the same emotional beats. So let's say you have a scene where two characters are angry at each other, and the first character says, I'm really angry at you, Jim, to which Bob, the other character, responds, I'm really angry at you too, Bob, and then Jim goes, I'm mad at you, Jim. Wait, I think I've gotten Jim and Bob confused. That's what I get for getting generic names and pulling that off the top of my head. But anyway, let's imagine these characters go back and forth using different synonyms for angry and you. So they might say, I'm mad at you, or I'm angry at you, Bob, or I'm frustrated at you, and like just go on and on like this. It's repetitive. Because even though you may have changed the words there, the meaning is still the same. As Robert McKee says in his book on dialogue, which is fantastic, you want to avoid repeating the same kind of beats. That is, avoid having the same kind of emotional charges over and over and over again, such as a scene where it's just positive moment, positive moment, positive moment, positive moment, positive moment, or a scene where it's just negative, 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 negative. I'm not saying that you can't have a scene where it just gets progressively worse or progressively better, because that is a change. But you should try to avoid scenes where it's just the exact same level of emotional state repeated over and over again with no development or progression between them. Really, the key to avoiding repetition is progression. If you have things changing every paragraph in your book, every chapter in your book, you will probably be pretty safe from the dreaded repetition bug. So that's our episode. If you enjoyed this, tell a friend who is also writing just like you. Now go and write extraordinary stories. I'll see you next time.